Disappearing Aircraft. This is a short article from 2004, which is from my archive. Over the years since aviation was invented, there have been many reports of aircraft disappearing without a trace. There are those that fly off and are never seen again, and now there are those that disappear while being watched. The ones that disappear before our eyes may be due to a new technology that I have discussed before. It is called active camouflage. The military had been developing this for years. It is merely the application of liquid crystal screens on the bottom of a plane and cameras on top. This produces the effect of broadcasting the sky above the plane to the screens under the plane, which make the plane seem to become invisible. But it is the other type of disappearing aircraft that I am interested in, the type that take off and are never seen again and no wreckage is ever found. Let's start with 2 days ago, August 18, 2004. A small plane was seen having problems by four different people. The plane was flying over Delamere Forest in Cheshire, England. Search parties of hundreds of people searched where the plane was seen going down, and even searchers who knew the woods like the back of their hand were unable to find anything. It seems the plane disappeared without a trace. This was not the first time a plane has disappeared this way. As a matter of fact, it must have happened hundreds of times before. There is a story of a Cessna aircraft which was circling over the airport at Grand Turk, Bahamas. The tower was trying to contact the pilot, Amos Cascio. There was a passenger in the plane also. They could not contact her but could hear her talking to the passenger. She was saying things like, "This has to be the right island, but how come there are no buildings here? The island is deserted, but according to the map, this should be the right place," etc., and they could hear the passenger agreeing with her. It just made no sense. After about an hour of circling, she flew into a small cloud bank and never emerged from the other side. No trace of the plane was ever found. Some people think UFOs are involved, while others think it is the supernatural. The supernatural crowd bases their case on things like the crashing airplane that is heard many times by people in Langham in Norfolk, England. This is the site of a former World War II US air base. It is said sometimes you can see the ghostly crew walking the grounds of the old base. But let's get on to more disappearing aircraft. A very famous incident of multiple planes disappearing took place on December 5, 1945, off the coast of Florida. A flight of five Navy Avengers vanished without a trace after indicating by radio that they were lost and couldn't tell what direction they were going in. To make the story even stranger, a Navy rescue seaplane that was sent after them also disappeared, never to return. A huge five-day search ensued with over 200 aircraft and many ships, but nothing ever turned up. Again, on December 27, 1948, a commercial flight was traveling in the area and disappeared. Of course, there is another famous case that has to do with a fighter trying to catch a UFO. On November 23, 1953, Lieutenant Felix Montler's plane was being directed toward a UFO by radar. His plane disappeared over Lake Superior. It disappeared without leaving any wreckage of any kind. Is it only aircraft that disappear mysteriously? No, many ships have disappeared too, as of NASA spacecraft. A Mars orbiting spacecraft that cost $125 million disappeared just when it was to go into orbit. This was not the first Mars orbiter to vanish. In 1993, a $1 billion orbiter also disappeared. There are many theories of what happened, but nothing was ever proved or wreckage sighted. So, what does all this prove? Unfortunately, not much, except that there does seem to be some strange things going on from time to time. It is a good bet, as far as I am concerned. There is something that affects the instruments on planes every so often. It may be atmospheric, magnetic, electrical, or who knows. What else could account for so many planes losing their ability to find the direction they are going in? The plane over the Bahamas was a really strange story, and I don't think anything we could reasonably come up with here could account for this. I think we just have to accept the fact we don't understand everything that happens on this planet.